Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm kind of chuckling because I have in my hand a ring, you know, that you would wear on your hand. It's made out of a silver dollar. And it was handmade by a prisoner at San Quentin. And many, many years ago, my son was at a World War II convention, and he saw this ring on a guy's table for sale. And it was very inexpensive. It was about the price of a silver dollar, maybe just a little bit more. So he bought it for me. And if you go to the internet and you look up San Quentin, Quentin, state prison, comma, ring, you'll see a picture of this thing. And I don't know how many were made, probably just a few, but this is one of them. Or maybe there's just one, but I have it. And I would wear it in the good old days when I would go out in public. And it's kind of a clunky ring. It'd be about the size of a college ring or a big high school ring. But there's no glass jewel, if you will, in it. Just silver. From a silver dollar. And people would say, oh, that's an interesting ring. Can I see it? And I'd show it to them, and it would say San Quentin State Prison. And they'd look at me, and they'd take a step back, and that smile would be wiped right off their face, and they'd think, is that his alma mater? And I'd say, yeah, that's my alma mater. So if you want to look at it, it's San Quentin State Prison, comma, ring, and you'll see it. It's the coolest thing. But anyway, I was telling Jason about that, and I'm sending him a link so he can see what it looks like. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I mean, just threw in a little bit of humor in this absolutely abysmal situation that we all find ourselves in on planet Earth as a result of the China virus. It's destroying everything everywhere. It's just absolutely awful. But I'm so delighted that you have done research and that you have a plan for you should the unfortunate happen and you contract this absolutely awful man-made bioweapon engineered by the Chinese with assistance from people in the United States. And it's been reported that there have been many involved, like Gates and Fauci and others. But I did want to mention one thing before you talk about that. And it's something that I've always taught my classes in person. I've said it a couple times in the radio, but it's time to repeat it before Gwyneth talks about what she has in store for us today. I learned in college something called Minimax Regret, and it's a financial way of looking at investments. You know, if you're gonna invest money in the market, for example, stock market, you want to minimize your maximum regret, like making a mistake and losing money. Well, I've transported that into life. And I go through life thinking that I ought to minimize my maximum regrets in everything I do. So, for example, if you're an example that I would teach my high school students and college students and radio students, and radio instructors is this. So you're traveling down the highway and you're in the slow lane, two-lane highway, two lanes going each way. You're in the slow lane and a pickup truck flies by you. And in, as you look out the side window, you see a ladder in the back bed of the pickup truck on an angle. So it's hanging out the back of the pickup truck, and you see that there's nothing holding that ladder down. And then that pickup truck swerves because he's in a hurry, and he pulls in front of you. And what is your maximum regret at that moment? And I submit to you that would be that you would be wearing that ladder through your windshield as a gust of wind picked it up and lifted it out of the pickup truck and sent it flying your direction. And you plow head on into it. And it could kill you and everybody in your vehicle. So to minimize that maximum regret, what would you do? Well, the answer is simple. You back off and you let that guy get way ahead of you, so that you have plenty of time to maneuver should that ladder go flying. Now, it could be a sofa. It could be a grill, you know, a barbecue grill that's not secured. It could be whatever it is as an unsecured load in that pickup truck. And you've all seen them. And I am terrified of these GDP who don't secure their loads. And if the police have anything to do, what they should be doing is arresting people for unsafe loads at 60, 70 miles an hour. They should be arresting them for public endangerment. But, you know, I don't think they do that. They're more interested in other things. So if you're a cop out there, I suggest you get on the ball and start arresting people for public endangerment with unsecured loads. You know, flatbeds on the back of pickup trucks. You know, a bed without sides. They have them all over here. People just put gas cans. They let their dogs sit on the back, hanging on for dear life with no sidewalls on the pickup truck, bales of hay, tools, toolboxes. And they go down the highway with it like that. They think it's going to stay there. All right, so that's Minimax Regret. Now, why am I telling you this? Because Gwyneth is going to be teaching a class that you need to do your own homework about. Okay? Don't believe anything that we say. And what I'm saying to you is, what would your maximum regret be if you did something that you heard about on the radio? What would your maximum regret be? There's a long, drawn-out way of me saying the same thing we've been saying all the time. Don't believe anything that you hear on the radio, even here. Now, we are not in the business of lying to you. We don't do that. We tell the truth, but we want to make sure that you absolutely, positively do your own research and make up your own mind rather than have us or someone else on the radio make up your mind for you. You are in charge of you. Gwyneth, any comments before you continue with this very important and very serious topic that you have today?
Yeah, just on the topic of things going flying through people's windscreens. Back in the day when I was riding my horse around and about, I was absolutely gobsmacked at the number of people who would drive up behind a horse, pull out full speed, not slowing down, not giving the horse any more room than what they would give a regular motor vehicle, and just flying past that horse and its rider when they have no idea what that horse is like. They have no idea of the competency of the rider, and they don't know what a horse through the windscreen looks like. That's just another case in point. Mm-hmm. If you are out and about and you see a horse and its rider, do not assume that the horse is well behaved. Do not assume that the rider has full control of the horse, even if it looks like they do. Because when you are, you should slow right down and you should absolutely crawl past that horse and that rider. Just don't rev your engine. Don't toot, don't wave your hands, just maybe give a little, tiny little thumbs up to a rider to know that they're doing their very best. And, you know, horses have to learn about roads at some stage, and that horse might be doing fine, and but if you do something stupid around it, it might just flip out, and it might kill you, it might kill the rider, it might kill itself.
Yeah, speaking something
absolutely awful.
Thinking
and
of
you would
something,
not want to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Thinking of something stupid, that would be throwing Elon Musk into the equation, where that vehicle behind you would be a Musk-mobile, a.k.a.
Oh, yeah,
a
we
Tesla.
Can't hear it. We can't hear it coming. That's probably even worse for a horse than having an overly loud vehicle, is having a vehicle that you can't hear at all, and the vehicle suddenly appearing next to the horse. Nothing is designed to freak a horse out like that. It's like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? And you do not want a horse to be thinking to itself in the middle of a busy public road or even a quiet country road, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Because that is the prelude to something truly tragic, when a horse thinks that. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And as a farmer, we understand that animals have reactions that can be unanticipated. We know that they do these things. We know that they get spooked. We're aware of that. But, you know, you go to pet your cow and give him a hug around the neck, and if that cow turns his head quickly to your face, it'll knock you out. Absolutely knock you out.
You'll get an awful horn if it has horns.
Right. Right. So the bottom line, class, is Minimax Regret is going through life thinking, and this doesn't mean to be negative about everything, but, you know, if you're on your cell phone and you happen to be a GDP and you're walking through the city of New York and you're looking down at your cell phone and you're not paying attention, you can walk into a fire hydrant and castrate yourself. It's been done. People are so stupid, and I'm not saying that, you know, our class is like that, but what I'm saying is people look down at their phones, they walk right into an intersection, busy traffic is coming by, and they get hit by cars. I mean, how stupid can a person be? So the bottom line is, if you have a cell phone, what's the worst thing that can happen when you're walking down the street looking down at your, or a sidewalk looking down at your cell phone? Well, if you think that that could happen, don't do it. Okay? You know, there was a story about this young girl. I believe she was around very, very, very young, less than 10 years old, I believe. I'm thinking like 6. And she was on this ride, and this was in a mine shaft, and it was recommended by one of the major magazines. Like, what a great ride this is. You get in this, I don't know what you'd call it, an elevator car with seats, and you strap yourself in, and then you go almost free fall down about 110 feet to this mine shaft, and then a counterweight slows you down. You experience 4 G's of force, 4 G's. Well, something went wrong, and it wasn't in the article exactly what went wrong, but this girl died at 110 feet down. Now, did the chain break? So When you go look at one of these rides, you might want to say, what's the worst thing that could happen? How do I minimize my maximum regret? You don't get on that ride and you just keep going past that amusement.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
A little side road that we're going to take for a second. So, Richmond, Virginia. I lived about 70 miles south of Richmond, Virginia, in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. About 16 years ago. Lived there for about 18 years with my family. Well, these morons in Richmond, Virginia have decided that the America's largest Confederate statue, which is of Robert E. Lee, had to come down in a victory for the Black Lives Matter people. And they're going to move this bronze 21-foot-tall statue of General Robert E. Lee to the Goochland Women's Correctional Center. This statue is the largest Confederate monument in Virginia and the largest Confederate statue in the country. It was erected in 1890 in honor of General Robert E. Lee, Confederate Army General. And last year, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam pronounced it would be brought down in light of the Black Lives Matter movement. There's a time capsule in the bottom of it, in the base of it. It's been there for 131 years. It's going to be replaced with a new one. The new time capsule will contain 39 things. They call them artifacts. Including a Black Lives Matter sticker, a Virginia is for Lovers sticker, a pride sticker, an expired COVID vaccine and pictures of Stop Asian Hate protest.
Oh, my gosh.
These morons, parasites, pedophiles, homos, transgenders, transvestites, and just ignorant people have decided that they're going to remove the statue of the guy, General Robert E. Lee, who defended the South from the Northern invasion and tried to protect the South from the burning of everything in sight, farms, villages, the plundering, the pillaging from the Yankees. That's how dumb we've become. It's an absolute outrage. Where are the men in this country? Where are you? How come you didn't stop it? You're going to allow this to come down in favor of pride? I'm not talking about being proud. I'm talking about faggots. What an outrage. Words escape me how angry I am about the removal of this statue on Monument Avenue. This statue had been seen by millions and millions and millions and millions of people in the Capitol of Virginia. And yet the people of Virginia have buckled. And I knew that this was coming. And that's why my family is no longer in Virginia. Now, I'm not saying that I knew that this statue was going to come down and that's why we moved. But I knew Virginia, darn near the birthplace of this country, was devolving into a police state, into a corrupt state, even more corrupt. And that moment when I decided we got to get out of here was when I went to go see my dad in the hospital. I've been doing it every day with my family for like almost half a year, 5 months. And there was a gauntlet with red lights and blue lights and tow trucks. And when it was my turn to approach the gauntlet, license and registration and insurance proof. And I said, why? And that state trooper wanted to pummel me for just asking why. And I said, we got to get out of here. Virginia is not what it used to be. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it had spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially, our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak. And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and just one more short piece of information. I mentioned about this theme park with this mineshaft ride. So it's in Colorado. It's called Mine, M-I-N-E, Drop, two words. It's a ride in which a girl, age 6 years old, fell to her death And it was designed without shoulder restraints. And the purpose of that was to make the ride more scary. So the six-year-old was killed in an amusement park in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. She'd fallen out of the ride. 6 years old, she had fallen out of the ride and fell 110 feet to her death. This ride is designed, think about like an elevator shaft, but it's a mine shaft going straight down. And you get in this little car, and there's no shoulder restraint that would keep you from falling out. Or maybe the shoulder restraint wasn't designed for a six-year-old. So these stupid parents or chaperones or relatives, whoever they were, put this girl in this ride, and she fell out of the ride and died. Now, that goes back to Minnie Mac's regret. What moron would get into a ride like that, number one? What moron would put a six-year-old girl into a ride like that? Do you think the six-year-old is going to enjoy 4 G's of force? Do you think that girl would be scarred for life had she survived it? And so Minnie Mac's regret appears all day, 24 hours a day. People need to think about, what would I not like in this situation? But they don't think like that. They wear flip-flops on their feet, looking at the devastation of their former home in New Orleans after Hurricane Ida. They're walking around in flip-flops, glass, broken glass, shards of glass, steel spikes, nails, cans, everything you can think of, and they're walking around in flip-flops and shorts. Explain that to me. Okay, I just wanted to share that those two stories with you. Any comments, Gwyneth, before we get into today's central theme and topic?
Yeah, it's you've got to have a think about what you're doing, and that includes you've got to have your eyes open to see what your country is becoming. And as for me, I have moved so many times trying to get away from what's been developing here in Australia over the last 20 years. And I've decided I'm not moving anymore. I'm just going to stick it, and I'm going to do my best to make things better in this situation. Okay? I don't know that I can save anybody else. I don't think I can. But what I can do is to be a person who has a little bit of heaven while the rest of the world is falling apart around me. If that makes sense, Vincent. Because I knew that this was coming from years and years ago, and I had moved from Victoria to Queensland with my husband Archie to get away from what was developing here in Victoria 18 years ago. And then Archie died in Queensland, was buried at sea in Queensland, and then I found that Queensland was probably even worse than Victoria. So I got my sons and fled from Queensland, and that's not an exaggeration, and to West Australia, and to find eventually that West Australia was the same. And I went to West Australia because that's where just about my whole family is from, and to find that West Australia is no different. Nowhere is any different. New South Wales, South Australia, it's all the same. And definitely Tasmania. Don't go to Tasmania. But it's just, there's nowhere to go. It's a tiny island. You're going to be trapped. And that's why I didn't go back to New Zealand. Because I thought, let's see, little island, one police jurisdiction, nowhere to go if you find yourself unfairly in a very bad situation. All you've got is thousands and thousands of miles of ocean all the way around you. And that's why I didn't go back to New Zealand when I possibly could have. I considered it, you know, and actually my parents' house came up for sale that they used to own in New Zealand at about that time. If I had decided to go back there, I probably would have ended up buying it. I would have had the money to. But, you know, whatever. The, you know, that's not how life worked out. But you have to, if you're in a situation where you can see that the political situation where you are is not good, then you need to not necessarily get involved in politics, but you need to do all you can to either make it better or to make your own situation as good as it can be regardless. Because if everybody fought the system, there's no way that the system would succeed. And I've done my share of fighting the system, and I still am not somebody who's inclined to bow to the system. You know, and the system knows that about me. They've experienced that. And because of that, I have my farm and I have my sons. Men now, they've moved out and they've got their own lives and their good lives. They've got jobs and all the rest of it. You know, but you've got to think. You've got to be aware of everything that's going on around you. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And so when you pull up to a traffic light, you know, you look at the cars in front of you, look in the rearview mirror as you're pulling up, you look to the left, you look to the right, and you figure out if something goes wrong, can you get out of there? So one of the things that you might want to do is get in either outside lane, either the slow lane or the fast lane at a traffic light. Leave maybe 30 feet in front of you. You know, don't rubberneck, as it's called. That would be, you know, riding on some guy's bumper when you're stopped at a traffic light, because then you can't get out, because the guy behind you is going to block you in, and the guy behind him is going to block him in, etc. You're all going to be blocked in. So leave a little bit of room, like 30 feet, and if you have to, you turn that steering wheel to the right, jump the curb and get out of there. Or you turn that steering wheel to the left, jump the curb and get out of there. Or if you have to and you're in a big truck, you pull up to the guy's bumper right in front of you if he's the first one in line, and you push him through the intersection, and then you turn right or left and get out of there. So what I'm saying is, you don't want to be in a bad situation. You don't want to be involved in a shootout if you can help it. You don't want to be involved in a carjacking if you can help it. And I'm afraid that if someone tries to carjack my car, I'm going to have a hole through my door, starting from the inside. Now think about that. Are you prepared for these kind of things? The world is disintegrating in front of our eyes. You can't believe anything, because if you read yesterday's news, they'll tell you that COVID is just about peaked. It's done and you don't have to worry and everything's good. And then you read 5 minutes later that it's up 300% from last year. You can't believe anything.
Oh, yes. Something else I was going to say. I went into town today to do grocery shopping, okay, or yesterday now for me, because it's after midnight here. But, my gosh, the stupidity of it. Because I went into town, and this is tying into where we're going in the theme of this broadcast, but I had somebody who I knew who spoke to me, and they said, "All right, how are you going?" I said, "Oh, I'm fine." And I'd spoken it before against the, you know, against the death jab. And I said, "Oh, I just wanted to let you know I got the shot." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, I got two shots and I'm still walking." As if That was an achievement, you know. It's like this. And then I met somebody else that I knew, because I'm a friendly, sociable person when I'm out and about. I make friends, you know. And when I'm in a shop, I talk to people and, you know, I get to know people. I do business and I, you know, let people, you know, I have conversations with people. So I can build relationships with the people that I'm trading with so that they can provide me with a better service. But I was talking with this particular person in this shop, and I've dealt with her somewhat before and, you know, spent money with her. And she said, oh, I just wanted to let you know I've had the shot. I'm still here. I've had the other shot and I'm still here. But, you know, I got a bit sick with the second one, but, you know, I got better. I'm still here. And it's, in my mind, so stupid, because it's like getting a, you know, a Colt revolver. They have the chambers and they're in a circle and they spin. And you sort of flip the chambers out to one side, and then you put a bullet in to one of the chambers. You give it a spin, and then you shut the firearm up. You shut that pistol up. And then you point it at your head and pull the trigger. And if you don't kill yourself, you say, oh, I'm all right. And then you go and do it again. Would anybody out there be so stupid to do that over and over and over again and think that they are not going to suffer any consequences in the long run? Because sooner or later, you're going to spin one of those chambers, you're going to hold that gun up to your head, and you're going to pull the trigger, and there's going to be a round in that chamber. That's called Russian roulette. And even if you had one shot and you're fine, two shots and you're fine, there's no guarantee that number three is going to be all fine. In fact, it probably won't be. And eventually you're going to get a kill shot because you're playing Russian roulette with your own life. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it's called, yeah, it's Russian roulette, and people, stupid people have done it. GDP have done it. And, of course, we're not recommending anybody do it. It's a one in six or one in five probability you're going to kill yourself. Don't do it. That's Minimax regret.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, there's something happening. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, during the break, I wanted to call the puppies over, so we have some German Shepherds. And I've trained them to come to a bell. It's a the bell is it's about 50 pounds in weight, and it's made by a company called Crystal Bell, C.S. Bell, B-E-L-L. And they began their operations in 1875. So that's 145 years ago, roughly. And so our bell is probably around 100 years old, and I bought it for $100 years ago, a couple of years ago, and because I wanted to train the puppies, and maybe a year and a half ago or so. And I just ring the bell. It's a huge bell. It's mounted on a 14-foot-long post, 5 inches by 5 inches. It's up in the air. I've got this cord that I pull. And in terms of mini max regret, I want to make sure I don't pull the this 50-pound bell on my head and kill myself. So, mini max regret, I look up at the bell as I approach it. I stand back and I gently pull this cord. It rings the bell and the dogs come running. So, it's an old farm bell. And you can get them. You can find them on Craigslist if you want one. But they used to use them on locomotives. They used to use them in schools and churches. And that was before cell phones. And so if you want to have a farm bell, you might want to consider it. It's a really neat bell. And they have different sizes. Ours is number 2. So it's roughly 50 pounds. And it's a crystal bell. You can look it up, Crystal Bell. And you can find it on the Internet. And you can find pictures of it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, You've absolutely got to minimize your maximum regret, and that goes for every area in your life. Just live as if you're free. That's the most important lesson. God made you free, okay? God made the birds and the trees, and then he made you. That's a really, really old saying, and it goes all the way back to the Bible. Okay, so God doesn't enslave people. He puts people on the earth and he gives them free will to make pretty well any society that they choose. People make tyrannical societies. The other thing that absolutely astounds me is the number of people who say to me, what do you mean, you know, because I've fought the property tax issue for many, many years. And, I say to people, I haven't paid property taxes since 2016 because it's a fraud. I exposed it as a fraud. And all that they could come up with was more fraud. And so I stopped paying it. And they're astounded that I can, you know, do that. And they say, but, you know, how do you do that? They can't get their minds around it, you know. And saying, well, another thing that I fought people on was driver's licenses. What do you mean the driver's licenses are an extortion racket? You know, you need a driver's license. And I said, no, you don't. You can get into a car and you can drive it around without a driver's license. But if the Highwayman's cartel catches up with you, they're going to punish you. They really are. But they're not punishing you because you've done the wrong thing. They're punishing you because you're not paying into their extortion racket and they're a gang of criminals. And they've got a record of who's paid into their extortion racket and who hasn't. That doesn't make their extortion racket right. And these days I don't drive at all. I haven't driven probably since about 2016, you know, because I wrote to them repeatedly saying, what's the legal basis? What's the lawful basis for you doing this? And they couldn't provide an adequate answer. All that they could come up with, all the blue team could come up with, was more thuggery. So eventually it got to the point where I became scared for my life and I stopped driving. Because I had an incident with an 18-wheeler. The more I think about it, the more I think that maybe that 18-wheeler was put there on purpose by somebody to try and wipe me out. You know, and it's, there was somebody who said it's not called paranoia if they really are trying to kill you. And at that time, I decided I'd better not drive around anymore. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Gwyneth, when you talk about the Highwaymen's cartel, you're talking about land pirates. You're talking about the police, right? Yeah. And when we come back, class. Gwyneth has a brilliant class for hour number two about COVID-19 and ivermectin. Please stay tuned.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.